Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Get the Extra 106.3 app.
Yeah, I got your app. I live out here 30 miles west of Augusta. I'm so glad Conservative Talk is back on the air.
This is the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3, Tug Rhino. Front office Los 2, flounder on vacation. We appreciate David Holloway jumping in and steering the ship for us this morning here on the Morning Extra. A couple things that I want to get into before.
David, I appreciate you wearing pants too, by the
way. Yes, that's right.
I don't wear shorts, Los. You know this.
He doesn't wear shorts ever.
Huh?
Ever.
Why?
Because important people wear pants. So David only wears pants to work.
It makes sense.
Is that a fact, David?
Well, that and it's always freezing cold in these studios.
Okay, well, that's
too.
That one actually.
But Los is reason too.
Right. He's only worn shorts twice in like 5 or 6 years.
Really? Like just to work or anywhere?
Well, to work. I wear shorts at home. Like, you know, I have this thing called my F-all suit where I just put pants and a shirt. Shorts and a t-shirt. It means I'm done with the day. I'm just laying around.
Did you call it the F-all suit?
Okay. Yeah, I call it my F-off suit. Yeah,
that's his home uniform, and this is his road uniform, okay?
I have an F-off suit, too.
Oh, do you wear gray pants, too, since it's the road uniform?
I do have a pair of gray shorts, actually.
That's
yes.
Good. All right.
I wear my F-off suit when I get home, too. Well, it's the same as the birth suit. Yeah, exactly.
You being naked up on that mountain, I have a hard time getting that image.
I am not going to lie. I am naked within 3 minutes of getting home.
Why?
I don't like my clothes.
It's freeing to him.
Yeah, it's very
freeing. Like, freeing to me is peeing outside. Like, I'll admit, I like to pee outside. I do.
Okay, but you should try it without having to pull your pants down. It's amazing.
We talk about freedom regularly on this show.
I can just put my hands on my hips.
This man's the epitome of it because he gets inside the door of his home and he experiences freedom in the way he wants to, which is clothes off. It's not just naked. It's naked.
Yeah. And Louis
when I
Grizzard,
cook, I wear an apron, though.
Yeah, because splash.
You don't want to splash on the toolbox. It's terrible.
You don't want to get anything on the bear suit.
No. Sir. No, it's funny you bring up naked because Louis Grizzard was a writer for the AJC for many years. Are you familiar with Louis Grizzard?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So Louis was a Southern gentleman, but he was an observational humorist.
Yes.
He was kind of like Jeff Foxworthy before Jeff Foxworthy. Wrote for the AJC for many, many years and was syndicated all over the country. And he wrote books and did stand-up. People just loved him and what he talked about. And he had this great bit about naked versus naked. Mm. And he said, if you're naked, you ain't got no clothes on.
Right.
If you're naked, N-E-double-K by God ID, if you're naked, that means you ain't got no clothes on, you're up to something.
Yes,
which
I always
thought that was a brilliant,
that's a good point.
Brilliant way to do to
yes.
describe it.
On Mondays when I do the show from Towns County,
you're naked.
I'm naked.
Yeah, naked.
How do you say it?
Naked.
Naked.
Thank God there's no cameras in that.
That's
in that
right.
That's exactly right, man. We never
want
to have
cameras. Cameras in that room.
Well,
I just don't turn them on.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can see his real talent.
I'm not interested. I'm uninterested.
I'm show you my talent.
Yeah, I don't want to know about your talent.
Rhino with an H at OnlyFans.com.
See, we talked about Donnie
DeAngelo. Finally have the OnlyFans on there.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to make money somehow.
Hey, look, whatever you got to do.
I need gas.
I don't want to look at it. Whatever. You do anything. You want, I pass no judgment. I just don't want to look at it. I don't want to have to look at it. I was going to
put
say,
a little happy face over that.
Oh, we're good. Well, that makes it
a little
much
one.
Better. Yeah, right. Well,
don't need a big one.
Yeah, understandable. Most people fall into that trap.
Oh, this
I think,
show's so much fun.
But you know, I was
when people
literally
ask me who you're going to please with that. I said me.
That's right. That's the only goal.
That's it.
I get it. Look, I get it. I was going.
We're
I was
off
gonna,
the rails.
Yeah, for seriously.
Yeah, we hit 8 o'clock. This is what happened.
I was going to talk about. Literally was going to transition out of that into Rosalynn Carter is 95 today. And there's no way to really do
no,
that.
No, not really.
So she's going to leave
you it say
yeah,
just really big.
Hold on, I got this.
Yeah, exactly.
I got this. Speaking of naked, I have my list, and Rosalynn Carter is on my list.
95.
Well, somebody had to replace Betty White.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, man. I think I don't understand your affinity for elderly women. There's a lot of things that I don't understand about you, but that one maybe tops the list. Because Betty White, Betty White, you know, 50, 60 okay, years look. Ago,
I'm just
maybe.
Saying, I want a top five tomorrow of his top five elderly women.
I think you can wrap it off. What are you going to tell me? We're going to have to wait until tomorrow. I think he can give it to you right now.
I mean, I have two categories, too. I mean, I have, you know, the elderly women, so Betty White's in there, okay? Sarandon, I kind of throw in there.
But she's gone home to glory. Like,
yeah.
Well,
that's why she's been
bit?
Replaced. All, yeah.
Oh, okay. So she's Mrs. Yeah. Carter. Which
yeah.
is disgusting.
I'm not no necrophiliac.
That's right.
Yeah. And then I have my Roseanne Barr, ever. Melissa McCarthy list as well. Mm. So,
strangest list ever.
I had a Rosie O'Donnell list, but then somebody told me that she would not be interested at all in me. So I was like, you don't know that.
Weirdest
maybe
list
you
ever.
Could, you're trying to like get her to come back to the home team.
Like there was a time in the 90s where, yes, like we all had like the. Hey, here's this list of all these women. And then, like, for some reason, like, making these lists were now bad. And I get that. Okay, you want to not objectify women. The funny part is, at a certain age, it goes away.
Yeah.
So if you have, like, a, hey, here's my top five over
Liz
70.
Hurley. Oh,
everyone's,
wow.
Exactly. Liz Hurley.
Yeah.
Totally different matter.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
She's been a top five for
yeah, she's been
20,
forever.
30 years. But I find it funny that in this case, you're now celebrating women.
Yeah.
That even
that's
as
right.
they get older, you're like, they're still beautiful.
Yeah, and absolutely. Mine are all dead. Like Cloris Leachman. Ah, man.
I would have that one. Yeah, that one never. I would never, never. It's so strange. No, it's funny. Before we move along, and you know,
Alicia's gonna kill me.
Well, she's just gonna be embarrassed. She's like, why? Do
you
want to
have a threesome with Cloris Leachman and Betty White? What's wrong with you?
I didn't expect that.
Bless your heart.
No, but literally, my cousin, when we were kids, not kids, we were probably early 20s, and he lives in Orlando now. And he would tell me, he was like, yeah, I mean, I definitely have a top five list. And it's, you know, whatever. Liz Hurley and it's Selma Hayek and he would.
Oh, yeah, the classics.
Yeah, the classics.
The best.
And then he would get to number five and he would be like, I always reserve number five because it's more of a rotating door, like the girl at the Mexican restaurant or the woman that I saw at the gas station.
Well, you can't do that.
Hold on. Here's the problem. Here's the thing.
Can't be attainable.
Yeah, right. And that's the key. You can always have, like, the top five, the hall pass or whatever else like that. As long as it's not your wife's friend, okay?
Yeah, right,
that's the whole goal. It's somebody you're not supposed to have any interaction with. Not somebody. It's like yeah. So the first four, like Halle Berry, this person, and your friend
Sarah
Jessica.
Yeah.
It's like no, that doesn't work.
What's
trust
your top
me, it doesn't work.
Your friend Jen.
Yeah.
Your friend Sue.
I've got a top five list of your friends. Oh, that's horrible.
And guess
but
what,
women
baby?
Do it too. Women do it too. Let's not pretend women don't do that.
Baby, I only got two more of your friends to go.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, if your wife was to tell you, she's like, well, John Cusack, well, Nicolas Cage, oh, and your friend Dave. You'd be like, what the hell?
He's so hot. Dave is so sexy. Yeah
then she comes and goes, hey, Dave's giving me a ride tomorrow. Is that okay?
I bet he is.
I'm going to ride with Dave. What?
Yeah, I bet he is. Oh, my Lord. All right.
We're playing taking me to the doctor.
Yeah, that's right. He's supposed to give me a lift to the doctor. This is the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. I swear we'll do better.
Are we supposed to talk
forward.
Politics
yes,
or what?
That's right. We're gonna move forward and do better or do our best to do a
little
better.
It's a PSA,
better.
Just letting you know. When you put your top five together, just know, all unobtainable. It's the only way she's going to be okay or he's going to be okay with it.
And tag at Extra 106.3 so we know that you...
Hashtag Dave.
That's right. Hey, that's right. Hashtag Dave.
Hashtag Dave.
The summer heat is here and your AC system is got to be well-maintained or it's going to be hot even in... Because you know this heat lasts into the fall. Make sure your family's cool here in the state of Georgia. Get a maintenance agreement today with the folks at centralheat.com. The 8 o'clock hour brought to you by Central Heating and Air. Get to my headline here on Extra 106.3.
Of Atlanta presents my headline.
So there's all kinds of things that are going on as far because we talked about COVID in the last hour, and we can definitely continue that conversation because there is so much to get to, like the fact that there's COVID fraud, that whole program was wrought with fraud. You got Raphael Warnock, who is taking $240,000 plus from pharmaceutical companies, and we can get to all that too. But there's other things that are happening here locally with Fonnie Willis, Rhino, that are really important because they, again, have put the spotlight on the state of Georgia. Mm-hmm. And it's almost an extension downtown of the January 6th committee And Rudy Giuliani testified yesterday.
Yeah, Rudy Giuliani was asked to testify yesterday, and we don't know if he pleaded the fifth. It was amazing to see his surroundings, by the way. Saw our friend Bill White. We haven't talked to him in a while. Saw him there.
How you been, Bill?
Taking some pictures with old Rudy. And Vernon Jones walking in with Rudy yesterday as well. A little bit of a surprise. But once again, we don't know if he pleaded the fifth. We don't know what he said, what he talked about. But the one thing we do know is that he called it a complete fraud, that this is absolutely just nothing but political theater. And we already knew that, but Fani Willis has the same goal as Liz Cheney at this point, and it's to do whatever they can to make a name for themselves and try to show that, hey, they're on the right side of this thing, and they aren't. This is going to backfire. At this point, we're starting to see a lot of politicians, especially here in the state of Georgia. Brian Kemp was one of them who is being subpoenaed. He tried to make it happen. Something happened. They weren't able to do it on July 25th when he was supposed to. They're trying to push it back. He's now starting to use the executive privilege. And again, I think that Brian Kemp has a good point in this. He is running for governor. The timing of when they're trying to get him to testify while he's leading in the polls, why he continues to just dominate this race and make Stacey Abrams look bad. Fani Willis, don't forget, she was already taken off the case when it came to Burt Jones because of a conflict of interest, which was the right decision by Robert McBurney here in this state of Georgia. She should have been removed. In fact, she should be removed from this entire case, and the case should be thrown out eventually. But you know what? We're going to play the game, and this is a special grand jury. She will get an indictment, by the way, on Rudy Giuliani, because with the 23-person grand jury that she got to select without any kind of interference by the right in any way whatsoever, she's able to convict whatever or indict whoever she wants.
Right, but the special grand jury can't actually do an indictment, right? They go back and pick an actual grand jury that can with all the information that they discovered with the special grand jury.
Yeah, so they'll do whatever they can at this point to move forward with it. But at the same time, Brian Kemp's got a great point. She's playing politics. She's been playing politics. And the only thing she's trying to do at this point is derail him for her friend Stacey Abrams.
Well, she to me is district attorney drive-by, and that doesn't mean like drive-by media. That means like we have so much crime going on in Fulton County.
Yes,
she's DA drive-by. What they're looking to do is play politics, is sidetrack what's actually going on. If you look at her and the job she's doing, it's not good.
No.
So what are you doing? You're trying to at least feed your masses with, oh, look what I'm going after. I'm going after election fraud. Right. I'm going after this. Instead of taking care of your county.
In your backyard.
Your backyard, which is crime-ridden. So don't look at my results. Look at what I'm intending to do. That's the big thing about the left. They never want you to look at the results.
Because the results are always bad.
They want you to look at the intentions.
That's right. And that it's like this grand virtue signaling scheme that never ends because they do it the same way every time. It never changes. Look how good we are. Look what good we're doing. Don't look, like Lo said, don't look at the results because those never turn out good. Right. But look how special we are. Look how wonderful and how much we care.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't do this in 2021. They waited for a certain time to start pulling all this together, right? And it happened to be right before the midterms, and they're continuing to stretch all this out before the midterms. When 2020 happened, they didn't jump right on this and say, hey, we got problems, let's go ahead and start this special grand jury now. No, they waited for the certain time because, you know what? There was political opportunity there. There was an opportunity to advance their careers, and that's what Fani Willis is doing. She's not made it any secret that she wants a higher office. She wants to move up the political ranks. This is a great way when you take on something, especially when there are politicians in Washington saying, hey, we need your help in Georgia.
That's right.
Fani Willis
was
there to help.
Well, that's when you talk about some of these guys, the Eric Swalwells of the world, the Adam Schiffs. The more you go after the political opponents, the higher rank you're going
Absolutely.
To get.
Yeah.
And to
the
a lesser favor. Extent, some of that does go on within the Republican Party as well. But you're talking about at this point when you don't really have a record to run on. Where's the level of success? This is all you've got.
That's right.
And
you
this
have
is
to
what
do.
They're doing.
You know, and it's never going to change. You have to realize that politics are part of it, but you have to be willing to get involved, as we've talked about. You have to be willing to vote these people out and make sure that you have people that are reputable in office and that will do the right thing. And it doesn't matter what their virtue signal is. It doesn't matter what their political persuasion is. Well, by and large, it doesn't. But you want to pick people that at least – it's almost like you say with shopping with the people that agree with you and not wasting your money with people that hate your guts. You got to do the same thing in politics.
Well,
man,
understand this, and this applies to both of you. If either one of y'all decided to run for public office down the road, you would have thousands of hours of shows where we go, we know what he's about. And he's fought the good fight. And so you don't ever have to explain, hey, I was here to fight for you. It's that same concept that goes on. When you decide, I'm going to take on this on behalf of my party, that elevates you with either political party.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But it's just so often that the left, man, and that's we're right-leaning, so of course we think this. But it's when the rubber meets the road, it always pans out, Rhino, to be true.
Yeah.
That, like Lo said, man, look how good we are. Don't look at the results.
Right. And look at Fani Willis. I mean, this is a woman who said Paul Howard is doing nothing and abusing his situation.
And then she does the same thing, runs against him and does the same thing.
Yeah, by taking only cases that she know have political implications. That's exactly what she's done. She's pushed aside a lot of the cases that should be prosecuted. We have people out on parole. We have people out on cash bail. We have people out causing trouble all over the city. Our crime rates are ridiculous. We're over 100 murders already this year. We're going to, you know, eclipse last year's total. We are a violent, violent area in Fulton County. It is not a good area right now, which is why people continue to leave. And she's not doing her job. She's playing politics. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's amazing because here comes Rudy Giuliani yesterday, right? He comes into Fulton County. Did anybody have any SWAT to protect him? Did anybody
But
the grand jury, Fani Willis needed it for her prosecutors when nobody was there just to pick a jury. And we can't even have any kind of security for the governor or anyone else. The governor has no reason to be a part of this. The funny part about it is that this is someone who did whether you believe it or not, and you know how I feel about the 2020 election. I believe there was a lot of fraud. I believe that we could have found 12,000 votes here in the state of Georgia, but that's my personal opinion. That being said, I know this is a losing thing to run on. I also know that Brian Kemp kind of came off as a hero for not really going with Donald Trump in one way. So this is supposed to be an ally, maybe, in your mind, Fani Willis. I don't know what her endgame is on this, but he has no reason to. He obviously didn't do anything wrong if you're sitting there saying that he did everything right. So why are you even bringing him in here if it wasn't for a political reason or to make him look bad?
Well, again, political reason. You talk about the murder rate that we have and how we're going to jump way past some of our records. The crazy part is she looks at it and she says, yes, look at my record. It's not good, but let me bring you the head of America's mayor.
Yeah.
Because, you know, 20 years ago, and there's a reason why. It's all politics. I can't deliver you this, but I'll deliver you America's mayor. And
it'll be second best.
Exactly.
Right? I may not get you the
blue ribbon. I can't get you the Don. I'll go get you his lawyer.
Which is not going to work either.
No, but you're right. Of course. They may get an indictment, but like we always joke, you're going to die of a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
You might get that, and it'll be frontline news, headline news, whatever. But what comes of that? Again, results.
Nothing. Nothing's going to come out of any of this. And like I said, Donald Trump could sit there today and say, you know what? All right, here, I'm not going to run. What do you do at that point?
Nothing.
They have to crush him.
Nothing.
It doesn't fix a thing. Guess what? Right. Gas is still the same price.
Right.
There's no food on the shelves. Nothing is benefited by you doing this for political reasons.
Rochelle Walensky is concerned the CDC didn't meet up or live up to the expectations during the pandemic, which is an understatement. Maybe the understatement of the week. Next on Extra 106.3, the Morning Extra, Tug Rhino, front office, Los and you at 404-741-1230.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Tug Howard, Scott Rhino, and Carlos Medina get your day started with Atlanta's only live and local conservative talk on The Morning Extra.
A retweet from Marjorie Taylor Greene that we've had on the show many times. This is the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. This is a quote tweet from the Post-Millennial, and the Episcopal Church has officially endorsed medical transition for trans-identified children at all ages.
Get out of here.
at all ages. The
this
Episcopal
is sick.
Church.
This
could be
is
the harm.
Sick. What could be the harm?
Right,
yeah.
Exactly, right?
Good Lord. Boy, yeah, goodness. Why don't you just, you know what? You know, why waste money? Just cut your child's things off with your own equipment at home instead of actually, just medically castrating them at 10 years old.
When you see those pictures and you realize you're doing this to children, it's brutality. Within evil. A civilized society, you're like, that should not be happening. Now, I get it if you're an adult.
Fine.
If you're old, okay, I get that. But kids fades in and out of stuff. It's just what they do.
Yeah.
And so to think that we are suddenly empowering children who, by the way, like, can't own a gun, but they can decide to cut off a ween, that's kind of messed
oh
up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Her quote tweet says, "This is a living example of wolves in sheep's clothing. All children under 18 must be protected from this evil," and I couldn't agree with her more.
100%. I mean, look, I know they hate the word groomers, but that's what this is. I mean, this is a grooming situation where if you're going after 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, people who are, and like Carlos said, kids are fluid. My son wanted to be a rock star, wanted to be a geologist, wanted to be a swimmer, wanted to be an Air Force pilot, now wants to do something completely different. What makes you think that when a child switches their minds that way so quickly every other day based on new experiences that they learn, that you think, okay, you know what? And Bill Maher said it best. My kid wants to be a pirate. Let's take his eye out and give him a wood leg, yes, cut his leg off. It's the same thing. You're doing so much damage. Listen, it's one thing to listen to your kids and validate their feelings. It's another thing to follow through with them without being responsible.
It's worth looking into just so you understand that this is something that goes on. There is a, you can look it up on Twitter. You can go Google it. When you look up detransition, there are people that start doing that and then realize, this isn't for me.
This isn't good.
And they will then quickly point to, hey, some of their isolation, some of their mental health issues, these things that happen. And a lot of them will say, I'm so glad that my parents did not allow me to go through with this. I'm so glad that I realized what was going on. I'm in a much better place now. Detransitioning is now a deal in society where people realize this was not a good idea. This was me going through a phase.
When you can finally do the research on your own, when you're 18, 19, 20 years old, and you can read and really understand what's going to happen to your body, the kind of damage that you are going to do for the, I guess, the mental feeling of being okay. And it does the exact opposite of what they're trying to accomplish. I've seen too many detransition stories where they're so sick or 1,600 operations just to fix infection after infection after infection. I implore you as a parent to really look at the damage you're doing to your child by even allowing this to happen. It is so sickening to me that they say, oh, don't worry, it's just a puberty blocker. We can go ahead and reverse that. Come on. If you're falling for the fact that you can reverse puberty, you really should not allow your child or make any kind of medical decision whatsoever because, in all honesty, you're a moron. You're an idiot.
You're clearly
an idiot.
You have the mental issue. Yeah. It seems good.
Well, and that's the other problem is you see a lot of these parents who think, okay, I want to be their friend more than I do their parent, or I want a child to live through my dreams or whatever I was going through. You see it a lot with these pageant moms, you know, they're pushing their child
vicariously through.
This is no different than a pageant mom at one point. Like, I want to address the fact that my child is gay, so what I'll do is cater to them in any way whatsoever, even if their fantasies are just that, crazy fantasies. I'll continue, instead of being a responsible adult, I'll continue to push that fantasy.
There's a mental condition about that, I believe that this is called. I believe it's called Munchausen by proxy syndrome.
Yes,
that's. I think that seems to be like an epidemic amongst parents nowadays.
It really is.
Neil Bortz brought it up, Lose. He said there are those parents that have a child that, you know, has decided to sit down to pee. A little boy sits down to pee, and all of a sudden the parent's like, oh, they're definitely trans, they're transgendered. And he was like, they wear it as a badge of honor.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I sit and pee sometimes.
Late at night, early in the morning, I don't want to stand up yet.
Plus, I get yelled at because I always forget to bring the seat up, and then I get a little pee-pee on the seat.
I got three women in the house.
It's too tiring.
Sometimes it's just easier for me to sit down. That doesn't mean that I want to be Carla, okay? Yeah, that's just how it goes.
Man, you'd be a beautiful Carla.
Oh, I'd be so amazing. I guess that's the part when Neil talks about it. It's almost like a handbag. They look at it as like, ooh, I have this child, and look at how I'm supporting them in this way. This sort of stuff.
Again,
and
it's about them. It's the me syndrome.
What I will tell you from just dealing with this as having young daughters and the influence that, whether it's TikTok, it's YouTube, it's everything else like that, they are constantly bombarded with the idea of being gender neutral all the time.
Uh-huh.
All the time. And so when, if ever they subscribe to,
hey, I'm kind of feeling like I don't want to be that girly today. I'm like, cool. I've got a couple girls that are both kind of tomboys. They're both pretty athletic, but they're also pretty girly. They like their stuff. But they're told, and I have to reinforce that, that this is silly, they're told oftentimes that they shouldn't draw their identity from being women. I'm like, no, be proud of being
absolutely
a woman.
Absolutely, yeah, man.
I mean, you want support. And listen, I support the LGBTQ community. I mean, I understand, you know, certain parts of the community, and I get it. Look, we've not always been a good country or understanding country when it came to two men loving each other, two women loving each other. I mean, look, we arrested people in the 50s for doing this and that and the other, and I understand, like, that's not a good look. But it's completely different. Like, we've come a long way since then, and we're starting to understand. But the more that you push the envelope, the more that you just kind of take the next mile and you make it so absurd to get some kind of, I don't even understand why they continue to do this. You're doing more damage to this group. You make it look way worse when you sit there and say, I can almost understand an 18-year-old, right? I can almost get it. You're an adult. You can make a decision. I'm going to.
Okay, that part I can get that because I don't get
it. I don't understand how you justify at all going into a school to a third grade and below and talking about transitioning or any kind of gender identity. That does not need to be discussed at that point. Children do not know who they are in a womb. I don't care what you say.
What the doctor
or what
said, though.
I don't,
but
then
the
you know what?
Said.
Take that doctor's license because that doctor's a complete idiot. And they're morons. Because you know what? There's no child. You can't play both sides of the coin on this. You can't say one minute, oh, you can't don't, you can abort whatever you want because they're just a clump of cells, but they know their sex.
Yeah. No, it's the point
oh, and
you're
a clump of
yesterday.
Cells is a genius.
Yeah, right. Oh, it's the discussion we had yesterday about the doctor at the Boston Children's Hospital. It's unreal. And I would love to, if there's someone listening that is a member of the of an Episcopal church, I would love to have your feedback at 404-741-1230.
I wouldn't worry about hypocrisy. It's fine.
Yeah, right, for sure. No worries at all. It happens with such regularity, it's hard to even point it out.
It's true.
But
because Tug's a beautiful man with beautiful blue eyes, and I could see him transitioning, you know, I in the bathroom
over
here.
Wouldn't it be
funny
if Tug was like a late in light transitioner? Like, you know, right around like 55, he's like, you know what? I've had it with this old man.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this has been horrible. My whole life has been a lie.
Yeah. Yeah. No, comes good. Out like, you know, our friend Rachel Devine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, oh my, Tug.
Yeah, I'll go put my old Navy uniforms on and everything. It'd be great.
But like, hey, do me a favor, though. Like, if you're going to go that route, like, don't do the bald woman thing. At least, like, get some nice hair.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no.
Yeah, nice
wig. Take it up a notch.
Yeah. But look, yeah, you want to be respectable. Yeah. I know what you mean.
You are a beautiful man.
Well, that's what happened to me. And, well, I'll tell that story another time. But that's what happened to me when I was in the Navy in Bahrain, and we were going down to the open air market. Like I said, I'll tell the story another time.
Everyone celebrated Tug.
Yeah, I was a beautiful man.
And he almost got tugged.
That's exactly right. Hand on the knee. I was like, sir, sir, we're going to need you to remove your hand from my knee.
I got to stop today. I don't know what's wrong with me.
You're wide open, man. I love it. What are you talking about? This is the way it's supposed to be. But I do want to go talk about real quick the CDC director and Dr. Rochelle Lewinsky outlined the
pronouns,
fact,
please. I'm just kidding.
Exactly. I wouldn't know the answer.
He got all confused.
I know.
You see his face.
Look,
he's
seriously,
like, I don't know.
I
got to Google
idea.
This.
Yeah, seriously. I would, and I definitely would. But they were calling for drastic changes at the CDC. Because they said they fell short during the pandemic. What an understatement. They fell short?
If I may, what happened was they've lost their influence on society. Because
they lost control.
For years, we've looked at the CDC as y'all are the base, y'all are the front line of anything that comes out of Africa or Europe or anything else. When we talk about what we're going to do with flu shots, what's coming out of Australia, we say, the CDC, we depend on you. What has happened is it's become a joke of an organization. It is now right in there with the other three-letter organizations where we go, no trust, no belief, y'all are a bunch of morons. And for the people that I know, and I've talked about this before on the show before I ever worked on it, the people I know who have worked there, they're like, it's a moron factory. It's the epitome of health with government bureaucracy and a bunch of people that just don't work.
Yeah, but you guys aren't falling for it, right? I mean, you're not falling for the fact that she's admitting that they made mistakes. What they're saying is...
she never admitted they made mistakes. They didn't meet expectations.
Right, they didn't meet expectations, which means that they didn't do a good enough job controlling the public. They didn't do a good enough job making sure that everybody wore a mask, that everybody got a vaccine, that everybody is boosted today. That's where it is. When you read her actual statement and they talk about, oh, we should have had more equity. We're going to have more equity. We're going to have more of this. Look how woke that organization is getting. What's next? Is the FBI going to come out in 2 years and be like, yeah, we probably shouldn't have raided Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah. Well, look.
Yeah, we made a mistake.
Yeah, we made a mistake. But that's the thing. And to Lowe's point, the erosion of trust in the foundation of this country is intentional.
Yeah.
There's reason that it's happening. It's not like the CDC just got it wrong. It's not like the FBI just got it wrong. It's not like any other organization is just getting it wrong. It is a plan, ultimate plan to
more
erode.
Money.
Well, with that, but to erode.
Yeah.
To erode
but it's weird.
The United States and the foundation of the country.
It's weird in that we talk about foundational pillars of society, and once you start to crumble away at them, you then have the ultimate communist goal, which is to remake society.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that the people that are actually at the top of these organizations, they're like, yeah, we want to destroy it. At the same time, we want to keep the authority. And so as much as
it's
eroded.
It's a tightrope.
Yeah, you've eroded the authority and the belief in the CDC. At the same time, you're like, no, please still pay attention to us. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah, well, pay attention to us because we need more funding. We need more people out on the streets. We need to pass the word on that we need to control better, because what we really wanted was people getting vaccines, standing in line with masks, and also getting all their free handouts and being controlled and then going and voting for Democrats in these primaries. That's what they wanted from this control and fear that they were trying to put on. And now they have to find a way to make sure that, hey, look, we didn't do a very good job because half the country said, I'm not buying it. We're not doing it. We need to make sure that we get that other half of the country on our side.
The weird part for me, and I'm part of that group. I was part of the group that said, I am not at risk in terms of everything we're seeing data-wise. I'm going to just wait and see. And it wasn't that I was against these vaccines, these shots, the clot shots, now that I flat out say it. I was not against it early on. I just said, I'm going to wait and see.
Yeah.
And I'm not concerned because I didn't have the comorbidities that some of the other people had where I'm like, go ahead, go to the front of the line. We'll go from there. The more I started to learn, the more I started to research, the more it became, all right, as an informed citizen, I'm saying I don't want this. And the fact that my government came after me trying to use the power of government and OSHA to say you needed to do this made me even more resolute that I wasn't going to do it. And now as this falls apart, I sit back and I go, how dumb were all of you for not waiting, for not collecting information?
Rhino and I were talking about this earlier, though. The fact that the government is willing to come after you, and if they come after you, they'll come after anybody, right? Or if they come after the former president.
Yeah,
they'll go after anybody. But going back to the constitutional part is that Joe Biden – and I told this example to Rhino when we discussed it a little bit. Joe Biden, when he was using OSHA and things like that, he knew it wasn't constitutional, and he knew it was going to be kicked back. And there's another example of it, like with the whole rent. We're going to keep rent down. And he used the executive order. You couldn't make people pay rent during the pandemic. And it got kicked to the Supreme Court. They said, no, unconstitutional. He did it again, knowing and even admitted in his own presser that it's unconstitutional, but it'll give a reprieve for a couple months anyway. So it's
well. Remember, it was the CDC that was able to use it with the power of the federal government to say no rent paid. And you're how do you think you erode the CDC as an organization?
Back to the
two quick notes, by the way. The other people pushing this, I'm going to give you Ayanna Pressley from Massachusetts and Rashida Tlaib from Michigan, who were also saying, hey, you cannot. And you will be punished if you charge rent during the pandemic. Records now show that Pressley collected over $117,000. In fact, her and her husband together, $132,000 during the pandemic in rent. And Rashida Tlaib, over $100,000 in rent during the pandemic. Wow, you want to talk about that. But the other thing is, as well, with this entire pandemic and what the CDC has done, they're more upset that they didn't get everybody vaccinated, and
they've fallen short of their own sinister plan, and now they're pissed about it.
And now they're upset about
it. Goodness gracious. Aww. A former FBI agent who tried to frame Donald Trump wants now to ease your fears about the agency.
Oh, well, thank you. I trust you.
Well, yeah, exactly. Just tell me it's okay, and I'll just follow right along like a sheep. We'll play you a cut of him in his own words next.
Meet you
on
at the Capitol?
1063 FM.
What day? January 6th? Yeah, it's open.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning.
A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, it's only me, the camera. How's it going? You know, you can catch me every Friday morning right here on the Morning Extra. Now back to Tug, Rhino, and Carlos at Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station, Extra 106.3.
Tomorrow you can hear the camera here at 7:30 on Extra 106.3, the Morning Extra. And if you love the camera, you like what he's got to say, you can always listen to his commentary that he provides on Fridays at 7:30. If you miss it, you can listen to it on the app. Go back and listen to it on demand, if you will. But you can also listen to the Best of the Kimmer Show podcast on the air, 106.3, 1230, and on the app at noon on Saturday.
I got to write that down.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in there. And then, I mean, just the Kimmer Show podcast, by and large, is all you can always get that on the Extra 106.3 app, too. So
and now
easy.
The Rhino Conspiracy every that's Saturday
right.
and Sunday.
That's right. You got doubled down on
yeah, 10 a.m. on Saturday and noon on Sunday.
And you can listen to that if you ever miss
but
it.
Saturday right is the politics one. Yeah. Sunday is more like Bigfoot.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess
the
like Yeti, the conspiracy
the aliens,
stuff.
Yes, the
yeah.
heart, like, did yeah. we land on the moon?
Almost like Coast to Coast AM is overnight every night when they break down that. Stuff,
one of the
right?
I wish I could do a video one, you know, like, because living in the mountains, I want to hunt like Sasquatch. Because well, we have the Bigfoot. It's so funny because Alicia is so angry when we go down 575 because there's the Bigfoot expedition place.
Yeah.
And it was funny because we were down in Florida and we were on our way up. We get to the state line there where Florida, you know, and Georgia hit and they have that big sign that
Florida Georgia line.
Yeah. And we see a sign for Bigfoot, you know, 1500.
Down there?
Yeah. For
really?
The place here in Blue Ridge. And I'm like, and she goes, you know what? Anybody who drives from here to there is just stupid. And she, every time we
fair
drive
point.
By, she goes, she wants to roll down the window and be like, you're all wasting your money, you idiots. Because, like, there's not a Bigfoot there. They don't have, like, a Bigfoot skeleton. They literally have,
well,
like,
no one has a Bigfoot skeleton. I think that's part of the
somebody's
problem.
Got to have a Bigfoot
come
fake
on.
One at least,
maybe
right?
Somebody. Maybe
they don't even
one.
Have a fake one. They have, like, a guy, like a gorilla suit with, like, a, like, it looks like you picked it up over at the Costume Party City. And they put it on, like, someone. And they're like, yeah, there it is. And then they have, like, a concrete, like, oh, yeah, that's a footprint for sure.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and people pay $12, and she gets so angry because people line up. I mean, they line up for this place.
In that's Texas, insane. If you go from San Antonio to Austin, along the way, there is a snake farm, and they have all sorts yeah. of...
Now, I'd stop for that, maybe.
See, now, that I am not a big fan of the snake,
I love
okay?
snakes.
But they
cool.
have, like, the exotic, like, you know, here's yeah. the crazy-looking cobras and everything yeah. else like that. But, yeah, there's people that will pull over and be like, I'm going to the snake
yeah,
farm.
Yeah,
I don't
would,
get it.
$12, I would do that one.
I do want to do,
it.
Yeah?
The snakes, I think they're cool, man.
I fall for the baby gator thing when I'm driving through
okay,
Florida
see,
all the time.
Okay, see, I kind of like that one, too.
Yeah.
I like the
yeah,
little
I fall for that one,
or
too.
The big alligators.
Yeah.
Know,
unfortunately,
cool.
we can't really go in those places because Alicia is allergic to pecans. And so, like, Stucky's pecan rolls, all that. Like, she can't even go in a building that has too many, like, Stucky rolls. And they all have those rolls in there.
At the alligator joint?
Yeah, they all have the Stucky pecan
okay.
rolls.
All right.
Well, am I wrong? 404-741-1230.
Yeah, no, I'm not questioning.
You
I just,
do
I
have
didn't...
people with strange allergies. Like, I have a,
oh,
a friend
yeah,
of mine
got a bunch,
who has an allergy to, like, shrimp, crab, any kind.
Yeah, my son's allergic to that stuff, too.
Same way. Yeah. So we can't even have it in the house whenever he's around.
Okay, that's so strange. He's grown out of a lot. We had yeah. nine when he was born.
Alicia's father had to cut down the trees, like, on
wow.
the property because she would get really bad allergies from the pollen and everything else.
I was literally talking to my mama about this over the weekend when we went up to see her.
Did you start it with mama?
Yeah, mama. Of course I did. Mama, what you doing, mama?
What
yeah,
you doing, mama?
Mama's moving to Loganville, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about. She's leaving Dalton,
shoot
Georgia.
Fire.
Yeah,
shoot sorry,
fire.
I'm looking at my list.
Shoot far, yeah.
If you say far. If country is cornbread.
Yeah, which she's all those things. Country is cornbread for sure. But yeah, my mama has developed a peanut allergy in the last couple years.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah, I know,
that's
right?
That's a bummer because I'm a lover of peanut butter.
Me too. It's my favorite. She can't eat peanuts or peanut butter, and it sucks. You're right. That gum is exactly right. It sucks.
I'd be so, like, I always said peanut butter is my, like, Alicia gets mad at me.
I would take that if I were stranded on an
island.
When
I need too. When I need peanut butter, when I just need something, I'll do a little peanut butter.
You know, I always had that thought, like, hey, one teaspoon of peanut butter or a tablespoon of peanut butter will, like, cure that, you know,
just that craving or hunger.
That craving, and then I eat half the jar.
Well, so I get you're overdoing it slightly.
But, you know, like, when I was losing weight, I lost 85 pounds. Reese's peanut butter cups were my favorite thing. So I'd have one once a week just to kind of, like, give me the normal.
Or your,
but
your
what
prize.
I did, yeah, I'd go get those Quaker chocolate rice cakes
and then put peanut butter on them. That's so stinking good.
Oh man, they're so yummy, man.
The FBI, however, not so stinking good, and we've talked about it at a ton lately because of the raid at Mar-a-Lago. But Peter Strzok, he was part of the big Russia hoax, all that at the FBI.
Yes.
And he went on MSNBC to assure you that the FBI is just doing what they're supposed to be doing.
He's not right in the head.
Well, Joe, absolutely the American public should trust what the FBI is doing. You know, what's funny is I think back the year and a half that I spent with a team looking at Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server, there was no concern. There was no outrage on behalf of any Republican.
Wait, it gets better because he goes on to say we went in depth, like we really scoured those servers. We scoured all the evidence and nothing.
Not one thing.
But you should completely trust the
FBI. So then
what
did she break everything for? What did she wipe everything? Why?
It's like Tom Brady throwing his phone in the lake.
You have Tom Brady, who ended up getting a 4-game suspension, had to go through federal court, everything else, eventually ended up serving it during the 2016 season. Even he got 4 games for destroying his own property.
Evidence.
His own evidence where they're like, we need to see your correspondence with the team, with these trainers. And he's like, sorry, I destroyed my phone.
I love this.
When a woman has 30,000 emails and just goes, all this stuff is broken and we bleached the rest of it. Like, wait a minute.
He's literally the hammer.
I haven't even bleached clothes in forever. If I'm bleaching something, like, you know, if I was to take a laptop and bleach it, you would go, what was on there? Nothing.
Yeah. It's amazing. So let me get this straight. So 30,000 emails and then breaking a hard drive and bleaching. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to see. You're over exaggerating. A laptop? 100 bucks? No, we don't know anything about that. No,
that's
don't
fake.
Worry about
they
that.
Even
that's
said
fake.
It's fake.
That's ridiculous.
Until they had to retract
it. Well, yeah, but it is here, but don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Hey, there's some documents down in Mar-a-Lago. Oh, we got to worry about that.
Run down there quickly.
Yeah, it's unconstitutional. You know, don't worry about the Fourth Amendment or anything. Don't worry about actually. This is going to be the problem. And Trump's going to win on this because I'm telling you right now, they're going to pull the Fourth Amendment and realize that the personal property that they took was his personal property. And having the government come in and take his personal property in his home is absolutely against our
Fourth
Amendment
right.
Illegal
search and seizure.
Yep.
And the president could declassify anything that he wants at any time. I mean, there's really a gray area when it comes to the classification of documents. And the president literally could have said, this room is now declassified, and by God,
anything
it is.
You take, you can choose to take whatever you want, and immediately it's declassified because the commander-in-chief can take whatever he wants, and it declassifies it. I know that you have these nutty liberals that are like, he did this. Well, it's because he can. It's under his powers.
Oh, it does. What? No, but no,
Dad,
Trump. January 6th, though.
No,
what about January 6th?
I'm saying the same thing when you talk about President Obama. He's got 30 million pages. They're all declassified. You know why? Because he took them.
Because he chose to declassify them, and
he has the power to take them.
Exactly.
And as soon as he takes them, they're declassified.
How can they say he's destroying them if they took them all?
That's right.
Exactly
right.
What do you mean?
Yeah, right.
How did he destroy evidence if you took all the evidence?
But back to your point about them taking his personal property, especially that I think is the crux of the matter. They wanted to get to the attorney-client privilege documents,
right,
which were a part of some of that. And they are now, they have complete access to it.
Right.
And so they can use that against him at some point. So that in and of itself is so corrupt and dirty.
See, the funny part is going to be because they're not going to use it against him. They're going to use it against Rudy Giuliani. They're going to use it against Bannon. Right. They're going to use it against the other characters that they want to bring in and then pull the, well, but Trump put them all up to it. This is why we're going to use the 14th Amendment. He's responsible for the insurrection. They were hoping for any kind of collateral damage by going in and saying, hey, we're going to get property for the National Archives. We had to do it this way. This is the way it's going to be. But I'm telling you, they have made so many mistakes. And at 1 o'clock today, when Judge, I can't even remember his name anymore, Bruce Reinhardt, when he says, no, we're not going to release the affidavit because I'm in the pocket of the, you know, entire Department of Justice, so we're not going to allow it to be released because, yeah, it could be very damaging to all the witnesses or too many people, and this is a criminal investigation, blah, blah, blah. No, they're not going to release it for one reason only, because it shows that they didn't do what they were supposed to do. If you're going to have a warrant, you better have listed exactly what you're going for, because I can tell you right now, what's not on there is Melania's panties. What is Melania's closet? What is the things that are that they went through that they weren't supposed to be going through? If you're going to an ex-president's house, you better have exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, it can't be open-ended. And,
no.
And to have your restrictions basically be the guest rooms and that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Release all the information.
Yep.
Release it.
And
the fact that Trump wants it released means it ain't going to be good.
That's exactly right.
For the feds, it ain't going to be good.
But we've said that from the get-go. Had they gotten something, it would already be headlines. It would already be headlines. We'd already know it.
He would have already been in handcuffs and treated like a criminal.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, that does it for us. Stick around for Neil, I know, right?
Let's do two more hours.
We should. Maybe one day.
I got a bear to catch.
I know you do. You got things to get. You got to get done.
Naked at home.
That's right. Turning it over to board. Say Fox News update, and then the Glenn Beck program for Los Rhino and David Holloway too. I'm Tug. Y'all come back now. You hear?
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Is there chaos in your closet? Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.